Caribbean Report.
Ottawa cites increased passport fraud as the reason for new visa requirements imposed on two Windward Islands. St. Lucia's Prime Minister hints at a cabinet reshuffle as he's sworn into office. And Grenada's underwater volcano rumbles on. Ships are warned to stay away. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Canadian officials said today that new visa requirements imposed on Grenada and Dominica had nothing to do with tightening security following the terrorist attacks on September 11. Ottawa is citing an increase in passport fraud for the Canadian decision. This week, the government there announced that citizens of eight countries, including the two Windward Islands, will require a Canadian visitor's visa to travel there. Today, I spoke with Derek Hodgson, press secretary within the Canadian government. He said the passport fraud problem had to be stopped.
In a number of instances, we've found people who have shown up in Canada are not the people who are listed on the passport. We've also had discussions with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, our foreign affairs people, and, of course, the Canadian intelligence authorities. And in some instances, there has been allegations of corruption in passport issuance.
And how widespread a problem was this?
During the year 2000, about 4,500 improperly documented people